have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hey there, this is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and I want to invite you to join me here on the Elation Radio Station podcast every Saturday for Shabbat Saturday. It is going to be absolutely epic. Hallelujah. So join me, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim, Shabbat Saturday. Shalom. Hallelujah. He made all things good. Amen. So I am so excited about today. We are simulcasting on Clubhouse. So welcome everyone as you come into the room. Amen. Share it out in the hallway. We're excited about what the Lord is going to say today through our guest. Hallelujah. But first and foremost, before I spring the surprise on you, I just want to take this opportunity right now to just thank the Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ, amen, for this platform and this awesome opportunity to Shabbat him on today, because we were created to worship him, to exalt his name, hallelujah, to Shabbat him, people of God. Did you know that? The word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord, our God, hallelujah, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. Because he created all things, people, and by his will they exist and were created. We were created to worship. We were created to lift up our hands. We were created. Today on Shabbat Saturday, we are honored to have, glory to God, Prophetess Lisa Ann Harris, woman of God. Are you on the platform with us?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just setting the atmosphere, but no, I'm not setting the atmosphere. The Holy Spirit is setting the atmosphere for us. Woman of God, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Please do your audio and sound checks. Make sure that there's nothing that's going to distract you and that the listening audience can hear you clearly. So just amplify your voice a little bit. But people of God, we have here Prophetess Lisa Ann Harris with us. She is a member of the Now Church in Long Beach, California with Pastor Edward E. Hamilton. Amen. And also, hallelujah, her overseer and apostle is none other, New Birth Reconciliation Ministry, amen, in Point, Mississippi. She studied at Gulf Coast State College, amen, and lives currently, I believe, a resident of Philly. Is that correct, woman of God?
Yes, ma'am, but I'm the church is my founder. It's Godway Ministry, amen, out of Bluntstown, Florida. I'm the overseer. It's Apostle Michael Moore. I'm connected with the Nine Network out of California, which is Pastor E. Hamilton. But my overseer is Apostle Michael Moore out of Godway Ministry. But it's okay.
Thank you for that correction. Amen.
And yes,
we
ma'am.
Do honor God. Amen. And, of course, I would be remiss in not also God, that's your greatest fan is your 8-year-old granddaughter, amen, who you post and talk about a lot, glory to God. But I want to, and it's so important to note this, this woman does a weekly broadcast, is it weekly, I believe, of Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa, who I've had the opportunity to listen to on occasion. And so I'm very excited about that, people of God. She is an awesome, anointed, preach kingdom, powerful woman of God. Amen. And we are again honored to have you with us here on Shabbat Saturday. I know that we are going to inspire, we are going to move the people of God in the realm of his glory. Hallelujah. So again, thank you for joining us this afternoon on Shabbat
Amen.
Saturday.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, I believe the Holy Spirit should have his way, and I would
ask
you
God.
Now
yes,
to
yes.
go forth and share with our Elation family and listening audience what
yes.
the Holy Spirit has placed on your heart for his people. Woman of God, I release the mic to you now. Go forth.
Amen. First of all, we do give honor to the Spirit of the Most High, God. Amen. We thank God for one more opportunity just to be among the living. Hallelujah. We praise God for what God is doing in our life, even right now. Amen. So we just want to take time out and just Shabbat God and just give God praise. Hallelujah. Because he said he's due to a praise. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We just want to tell the Lord thank you right now for one more opportunity that to be among the present, among the great mighty women of God, women's men of God on today. And Father God, we just want to tell the Lord thank you for allowing us to be here this afternoon. Amen. We praise God for God's grace and his mercy. We praise God for another opportunity that he allows to be here. Come on, somebody. It was not about our goodness, but all grace and mercy come from him today. I don't know about you all, but I'm always excited when it comes down to serving the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence right now. Father God, we want to say thank you for another opportunity that you allow us to be into your presence. Father God, we shall bark your name. Hallelujah. We ask the Holy Ghost, my God, that you will have your way on this line today, God. We come to get an impartation. We come to get a deposit. We come to go to the next dimension in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Whatever I say, God, God, you will speak through my lips of clay. I'm just one of your chosen disciples, your chosen daughter, your chosen prophet and prophet in this hour. Hallelujah. So God, we ask you to bless your peoples right now, God. Open up their spirit ear, open up their heart and their mind that they might be able to receive, my God, there's a great deposit, my God, there's great nuggets. Hallelujah. Great revelation, my wisdom of God, my God. Fill your peoples up, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for we embrace your presence right now. And Father God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor right now, God. We reference you now that your name is a strong tower. The righteous can run in and be saved. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 tongues, my God, it still just wouldn't be enough. For that, we say thank you. And Lord, we praise you, God. We honor you today, Apostle God. Bless Apostle Westman, God, for giving me an opportunity. Bless Apostle Westbrook, God, that she saw the God in me. She saw the all on me, God. And I thank you, God, that she gave me an opportunity just to bless your people. Hallelujah. For that, God, I said thank you. And God, you get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the honor. You get the praise on today. And God, we'll be extra careful today to do give you praise and glory and honor. I do give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to my Lord and my Savior. I give honor to my daddy, who is Jesus Christ. I give honor to my Father, who is Jesus Christ on today. I honor my overseer. Hallelujah. Apostle Bishop Michael J. Morton, all the way out of Blount, South Florida. Godway Ministry, I thank God today, hallelujah, just to be in your presence one more time. And God, for that, I shall bark your name, hallelujah. Today, we're talking about the wailing women. Oh, my God, I'm saying, everybody's not chosen to be a wailing woman. Come on, somebody. You got to be chosen by God to be a wailing woman. Come on, somebody. Thus says the Lord of hosts. He said, has you consider? And call for the mourning women. Oh, my God. Woo. Now, that's right. There's a praise right there. What the Lord say, have you consider, have you called for the mourning women, that they may come and send forth women, that they may come, thus says the Lord of hosts. Consider. Oh, my God, right there. He said, have you considered the mourning women? Have you considered the wailing women? Come on, somebody. Everybody now chose to be a wailing woman. You can't be chosen to be a mourning woman. Come on, somebody. In this season right here, it's going to cause us a great sacrifice. Come on. We need to pray and fast and seek God. Tell God to send forth the wailing women back into the house of God. Then we come together one accord. There'll be a move of God. But we must come together as one. Come on, somebody. If you want God to move in your ministry, come together as oneness. And God said he will do the work. He said, have you considered and call for the mourning women to come. Send forth them the way the women to come. Thus says the Lord of hosts. Consider and call for the mourning women to come. He said, send for them. Oh, my God, right there. So what the Lord is saying, he says, send for them. So that means some of us at our place, at our position, we not right there, because he says, send for them. So what he's saying, I need you to send for the way the women, send for the morning women to come now. Take your place, take your position, hallelujah. Stay in your place, stay in your position. Come on, somebody. I don't care what's going on in your life right now. You need to sit today, Lord, I'm going to be that way the women. I'm going to be that morning women. God, you said, send for me. Here I am, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, saying he needed a willing vessel. Come on, somebody. He said, a wailing women, we go in. We begin to wait before God. We begin to go in before God. We're going to wait. We're going to pray. We're going to seek God until the breakthrough comes. We're going to pray. We're going to fast. We're going to seek God to help and open up. My God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. We're going to pray and fast and seek God until heaven begins to open up. Come on, somebody. We're going to pray and fast and seek God till we all be filled. Come on, somebody. We all going to want to pour. My God, hallelujah. He said, now have you consider and call for the moment to come. He said, send for skillful women of God. Send for skillful women to come. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider you and call for the mourning women that they may come and send for plenty women that they may come. Come on, somebody. Now, what do the word mourning mean? It means to express a deep sorrow. In the natural realm, we lose a loved one, somebody had died, and people began to mourn over your loved ones. Come on, somebody. But you know, in the spiritual realm, if we begin to mourn, we're going to go in on the behalf of somebody else. Come on, somebody. It will be the time now. We better pray. We better fast. We better seek God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord said. Call for the waiting women. Call for the mourning women. So, oh, my God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, boho siki. I never upset came. And also mourning means weeping. You weep and you cry. But you know what? We should be just okay to weep. But we should be celebrate. If we know that person made it right with God, we know that person is going to heaven, we know they got saved, we should rejoice them, we should be celebrate, because that's a soul that God said, the Bible said, be absent from the body of Christ, but be present with the Most High God. We're going to the word in a few minutes. We're going to Prophet Jeremiah. Come on, somebody. Prophet Jeremiah 9, verse 17 through 21. Come on, somebody. It's good to have the word in a particular time. If we don't read the scripture, you should have a word in your belly. Have a word in your mouth. Come on, somebody. We should be always willing to wail and wailing women and mourn. Come on, somebody. Women begin to go in on somebody's behalf and say, I don't care how long it takes, sister or brother, I'm going to stay right here with you till you get your breakthrough, till you get your healing, till you get your miracle. Whatever you need, I'm willing to sacrifice my time just to get you where you need to get it. Everybody can't be chosen to be a wailing woman. Come on, somebody. The Bible said many are called, but few are chosen wailing women. Oh, my God. Where are my wailing sisters today? Where you at? Jesus said, I'm sending forth them. The Lord said, send forth the wailing women. Send forth the mourning women. Come on, somebody. We should be always ready to go in on somebody else's behalf. But you can't go in on nobody else's behalf if you have not spent no quality time. Come on, somebody. If you have not fasted and prayed and seek God, the Bible says, when you have been converted, oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. When you have been converted, he said, go and convert your sister and brother in love. How can you convert anybody if God say, I got to convert you first? Come on, somebody. You can't convert nobody if you still got issues in your life. God said, when you get delivered, now you go deliver somebody else. Come on, somebody. It's just so important that we don't be going around trying to pray for nobody, prophesy nobody, lay hands on nobody. He said, touch not the ungodly thing. Touch not the unclean thing. Come on, wailing women, I call you forward today. Rise up, take your place, take your position. Prophet Jeremiah, Prophet Jeremiah 9, verse 17 says, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for who? The mourning women, that they may come and send forth the mourning women, that they may come. Ooh. Say the Father said, I'm calling for my mourning women. I'm calling for my wailing women. He said, come forward today. Come on, somebody. Take your place. Take your position. And when you get into that place,
bag already. Come on, somebody. We don't give God enough time to work on us. Work on a situation. Come on, somebody. What did the Bible say? Be still and know that I am God. Ha, Mobo Shende. Beside me, there is no other. Wailing women, are you willing to sacrifice? Wailing women, what are you willing to give up today? Come on, somebody. Count the cost. Let me tell you something. In 2022, baby, it's gonna call a price for us. Come on. We're going to call a great sacrifice for us when the Lord said, get up and pray like me. I ain't nothing all day long. You know why? Because when I come before y'all to say, I want to be empty. Woo, my shiki, oh, my shende. I want all the spirit of the Lord to flow through me. So I sacrifice, not eat nothing today, so I can give y'all what God has for me to give you. What you saying? I come to give you a deposit. I come to give you an impartation. That's why the Lord, I'm fasting till I come off this line, because I don't want none of Lisa. I don't want none of my flesh. Come on, somebody. You should trust in the Lord. Lean not to their own understanding. All your way, if you not as God, he will direct your path. That's why I sacrificed eating this morning, because the Spirit of the Lord is going to fill me up. Come on, somebody. I ain't hungry. I ain't craving no food. I'm craving the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. So that's why I sacrificed today. Not eat nothing. Had a cup of coffee. That's it. Today, Lord, I'm going to fast off of this line. Come on, somebody. I want to be empty. Oh, my God. I want to empty myself out today for these waiting women. Come on, somebody. I got some men's online, but God said today, you got to come before me empty. Woo! Naked and not ashamed. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, consider ye all, call for the mourning women. They may come and send forth mourning women, that they may come. Verse 18 said, and let them make haste. Ooh, haste me. Got to move quicker. See, some of us, we moving too slow. The Lord said, go. We still want to take that question, God, the Holy Spirit. You sure this? You come on, somebody. He said, she no more boys. I spun you enough, Father. You got to know where God is standing. Oh, my God. He said what he said, and let them make haste and take up a waiting for us, that our eyes may run down with tears. The weeping prophet, weeping apostle, the weeping pastor, the weeping elder, the weeping overseer. We begin to weep and cry. Weeping is a cleansing. Weeping is a purging. Weeping is a healing, my God, of Zion. My whole set high. Hey, God. He said, our eyelids gush out with water out of your belly. Shall flow rivers of living water. Woo, my God. Are you painted with destiny? You painted with purpose. You painted with dreams. You painted with vision. Come on, somebody. In 2022, you better be careful who you allow to lay hands on your baby. Come on, somebody. We got babies in our belly right now. But the Lord said, you better be careful. You better be careful who you take your baby around. Come on, somebody. Ain't no time to have no premature baby. We ain't going to have no abort. We ain't going to have no miscarriage. We ain't going to have no abortion. That's what you got to guard your anointing. Hallelujah. Verse 19 says, for a voice awaited is heard out in Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confined because we have forsaken the land and because our dwelling has cast us out. They have moved, cast down our dwelling. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. By the voice of the waiting is heard out in Zion. When the last time God heard your voice? Oh, my God. When the last time you began to wailing before God? When the last time you went in and mourned before God? When the last time you just laid in God's presence and allowed your spirit man, the spirit in you, to begin to talk back to God? God, I'm coming to your presence today. God, I ain't got nothing to say. I just want to get into your presence. I want your spirit in you to just flow through me, God. I'm going to lay your presence. God, I'm not going to have to sin in you, because sometimes we need to let God talk back to us. Sometimes we telling God all of this stuff. But the Lord say, when you going to allow me to speak? Today the Father said he called for your wailing women's, mourning women's. He said, I'm calling forward for you. Take your place.
take your position. Come on, somebody. You got to get in a place. You got to be in a place of God. Guess what? When somebody come through them doors, I'm already praying up. I'm already fasting. I'm already praying. Because the Lord said today, I'm going to need you to go in. You got to wait before the people. You got to go and be the mourner for the people. So you don't have time to be disgraced. Come on, somebody. You got to be careful. So many dysfunctional spirits is out there flowing in the airway. That's why you got to know when God is speaking, but God is not speaking. You got to know that it's time for the wailing women to come forward. The Lord said he called us from them. Where are they? He said, seeking and searching in the earth realm. Who can I pour my spirit inside of them? Who can represent me in the earth realm? That's why the Lord said, come, my shadow. I call forward the wailing women to come down. My God, hallelujah. Let me tell you something, people of God. We better turn our face toward the wall. God, I'm going to stay on this wall until the miracle come, till the breakthrough come, till the healing come, till my whatever it is, God. I'm keeping my face on the wall. I ain't coming out this wall, God. God, I'm going in on behalf of my pastor. I'm going in behalf of the bishop, the apostle. Oh, my God, the faithful minister, God. I'm going to stay on the wall, God, until I hear from heaven. Come on. We don't want to do that. We want to go in 5 or 10 minutes, pray, give out the flow. And God said, but you're missing something. Wailing women, wailing. Wailing women, we wait on who? The manifestation. We wait on the transformation. We waiting on God to speak to us. Okay, God, which way I should go? Should I should go left? Should I should go right? God, okay, God, I need you to direct me. The Bible said, watch this man's footstep has been ordered by God. Way the women, today the Father said he calling for you. He called forth the way the women. I'm calling for my morning women. The Father said, where are you? Where are you? Are you in your place? You in your position? And the book of James said, don't be a talebearer. Don't be a busybody. It's ever time by now. It's time to stop gossiping, talking about our sisters and brothers. The Bible said we should be praying for them, intercede for them. If your conversation is not being edified, you need to shut the phone line down. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we just stay off our Facebook, stay off Instagram, stay off Twitter. Sometimes the Lord said, I need you. I need my mourning women. I need my wailing women. I'm calling for you today. Come forward. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, for this word today. My God. Verse 19 says, for a voice of wailing is heard out in Zion. I'm reading again. For a voice of wailing women is heard out in Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confined because we have forsaken the land. Woo! Because our dwelling has cast us out. Oh, my God. See, verse 19, what's happening right here, we allow ourselves, come on, somebody, to get out of place, our position. We allow to get out. He said, greatly confound. Come on, somebody. We got to be very careful in this season. That's why he said, really, you make hasty decision, come out of the kingdom of God. Sometimes it's some decision. We got to go before the Lord. Say, Lord, it's a time for me to make this move, transition, whatever it is. He said, Satan, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, and all, you watch this thing, shall be add unto who? You and me. Ooh. Waiting women. Morning women. Seek first the kingdom of God. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. Ah. Morning waiting women today. The Father say, the Lord say, come forth. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I don't want God to say, I cast you away. Prophet Lisa Harris, come on, somebody. You prophesied in my name. Come on, somebody. You lay hand on people. But he said, guess what? All of that is good. But your lifestyle did not add up. Everything you said, come on, somebody. He said, we got to be clean. We got to be pure. We got to be purified. He said, holy to hell, choose this day who shall you serve. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. Amen. Verse 20 says, yet hear the word of the Lord. How can you hear the word of the Lord if you don't know the voice of the Lord? How can you hear the word of the Lord if you spend no quality time with the Lord? How can you hear the voice of the Lord when you're not fasting, you're not praying, you're not seeking God, you don't spend on time with God a whole lot of time? I'm going to lay in my bed, my flesh should lay in that bed where the Lord said, get up out your bed at 3, 4, 5, 6, go in your prayer room, get on your face. Do I want to be obedient all the time? No. My flesh, natural, Lisa, want to lay in that bed. Lord, can I just lay in the bed and pray? He said, no. I need you to go in your prayer room. Wait a women's. Wait a Lisa. Go in your prayer room. Get some worship music on. Anoint yourself. Put your prayer shawl mantle on. And I need you to go in on somebody else's behalf. And he said, when you begin to go in and pray and seek the Father, I'm going to tell you, and this is why I told you to go in the prayer room. Ooh. Now, the Bible said, if we be willing and obedient, we shall eat what? The good of the land. Come on, somebody. You can't be willing. You can't be obedient. It worked together. He said, if you are willing and obedient unto who? The voice of the Lord. Unto your apostle, your pastor, your bishop. You got to be obedient to the one, the man of God God has put over us. Come on, somebody. He said, first of all, you got to submit to leadership. I don't care how powerful, how anointed you is, you got to still submit to leadership. The apostle said, did you go to church all night long? You should say, okay, pastor. Okay, apostle. Okay. Okay. I'll be there. You know why? Because, see, that's how we get elevated. We get elevated by what? Being obedient, by being submitted. Your leadership. Come on, somebody. I'd rather serve than to be called. I know who I am. Call me Lisa. That's fine. The greater serving begin to get what? The greater elevation. You got to serve first before you get what you're trying to get in the kingdom of God. Some of us, we don't want to serve. You know what? I need you to serve me. No. God said, you serve. He said, well, you make half for apostle of Westbrook. The Father say, I'm going to make somebody come behind you. They're going to make it happen for you. Come on, somebody. The Father say, make room for your gifts. Make room for your blessing. Hallelujah. He says it's a season of double blessing, the season of overflow. We in the overflow now. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Verse 20 says, yet hear the word of the Lord, all ye women, and let your ear receive. Let your ear receive. The Bible say, who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to who? You and me. Yet hear the word of the Lord. For ye women, let your ear receive what? The word of his mouth. It ain't out of my mouth. It ain't. God said, I use each one as my vessel and my ambassador to speak to us. But we are just used by God. God said, if I don't speak, don't you say, now come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, yet, women, and let your ear receive the word out of his mouth and teach your daughters. Teach your daughters. More than one daughter. Come on, somebody. Teach your daughters. Wailing and everyone her neighbor's lamentation, a song of grief. Teach your daughters. These days and time, we got to be real. People don't want to be teach. People are not teachable. Come on, hallelujah. Listen, my granddaughter, 8 years old, she tell me anything, then I'm going to say, okay, baby, okay. You know what I'm saying? The Bible said, out of the mouth of babes. Spies not small beginning. We got to start saying, she talking about, oh, she too young. God can use anybody. And the last day, bullshit, kid. He said, I pour my fruit on all flesh. That's what he said to them. He said, my young daughter, young men, they shall dream, they shall have vision. So we got to start telling our kids and grandkids, whoever it is, listen to them. God can speak to them, give us a message, give us a warning, because she is my granddaughter. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. And he said, a wailing and everyone hear her neighbor lamentation. Last verse 21, amen. The woman of God said, Jeremiah 9, Verse 17 through 21. Guess what? I ain't going on to 22. Come on, somebody. See, we got to learn how to follow protocol. What's wrong with some of us? We want to jump ahead everybody else. The Bible say disobedient, follow instruction, and do what the Lord say do. Come on, somebody. See, that's how we get blessing, get our promotion. We get elevated by following the instruction. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 21 is my last verse. But the death is come up into our window and enter into our places to cut off the children from without the young men from the street. Okay, so if death comes to your window, what first thing you going to do? Oh, God, I wish I was in person right now with y'all to see how many hands going to go up and say, I got an answer. Because some of us, you know what some of us going to do? We going to be fearful. We're going to be scared. Call 911. Come on, somebody. Got to be real. He said when death comes into our window, what are we going to do? First thing I'm going to do, start praying. Plead the blood. Apply the blood. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said in your word that you have not given me a spirit of fear, but a love and a power of sound mind. I cast out now, destroy the plan of the enemy. I cast every spirit, every demon, every witch and warlock in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood now. I plead the blood, and I command you to flee. Come on, somebody. The Bible said, plead the blood. Build up your doorpost so when the enemy come, my shadow, he come, my she keys out there all second. When he come over your house, he's supposed to see the blood and then calls on the pastor over. Come on, somebody. Woo, shakando. When the last time you know it's your house, you know it's your window, you know it's your door, and say the blood of Jesus. I fleet the blood. I plant the blood now every window, every door of my house. Matter of fact, you didn't say you can't come in my driveway. You can't come to my end of my driveway because guess what? The blood is there. Come on, somebody. We got to know, use your weapon. Use your tool. Use the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. What happened with us? What the enemy is beating our behind? We not using the word. We not applying the word. Are we letting the enemy have us a field day? That's why we're losing the battle. We're losing the ground. Come on, somebody. I'm almost done. Woman God gave me a certain time. I'm going to be obedient. Come on, somebody. He says, skillful women's ill, showing in involvement, skills also means possessing someone or something that show have talent. It can be that God gave you a skill for gift, praying, preaching, teaching. Come on, somebody, and of knowledge, come on, wisdom, revelation, simply meaning having or showing skill. Wailing women's meaning wailing are the ones who the voice of God. Wailing women's are the ones who the voice of God. We carry much pain. We carry much sorrow. We carry much hurt. Come on, son. Women's are the ones who carry the pain. Huh, Moshe? Is lamentation served as a memorial? Now, what is a memorial? A memorial is somebody going to remember what we did, what we said. When the Bible says we're supposed to leave a memorial, people supposed to say, oh, I remember Prophet Lisa. She always encouraged me. She always prayed for me. She always spoke positive things on me. She never let me say anything negative. She catch it and say, sister, brother, don't say that. Take it back. Your words carry weight. Your words have power. When you put a word out your mouth, go in the atmosphere, guess what? It's going to come back. So that's what we should leave a memorial. People can remember us. What and who were lost. If we don't stop what we doing and start getting on our knees and calling out to the Lord together, intervene. Jeremiah 9 say, at a time when Israel was in great distress. Let me tell you something. You don't want to go into no distress. One time, I remember y'all, I'm gonna be real. I went to a great distress. I was going through some things, and I was distressed. The Spirit of the Lord told me, Lisa, get off your knees now. Get up. He said, if you don't let that distress go, it's going to take you somewhere. It's going to cause you much pain and sorrow. He said, distress that you're going through right now, if you don't get together, he said, the affliction is going to hit your body. Because you allow this disgrace to overtake you, and you will be overtaking the disgrace immediately. I promise y'all. I got my phone. I start Googling. Oh, my God. Jesus, this was disgraceful. Oh, my God. I had to repent to God. You know what? I was going through my emotion, having my pity party, and the Lord said, get up now. Get up. You will not allow your emotion take you into disgrace. We don't. We call women to mourning women. We begin to wait before the Father. We begin to cry before the Lord. That's why He said He comforted women now to rise up. He said we are the voice of God. We are the voice of the nation. We are the voice for the city, the country. We should right now. Come on, let's be real. She worried about no gas prices. I pray this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I know according to man, gas prices has increased. I decree and declare, God, they're gonna come down. See, that's how we should be praying. The Father said, if we decree, declare anything in the earth realm, then the Father said He shall perform it. You know what happened? What happened with none of us? We ain't speaking. We ain't decreeing. We ain't declaring nothing. That's why we are not getting no manifestation. Come on, somebody. There's been a time now. He said He called us for the morning. Women, I'm calling up for the way. The women today, come back and get in your place, your position. He said, I call for you now to return back to your first love. Come on, somebody. We have a lot of circumstances, frustration, irritation, relationship, remarriage, misery. To get up off course, give up. But the Father say, return back now. Return, return. I'm calling forward my waiting women to come forward now. Have you considered? Uh-oh. Have you considered the waiting women? Have you considered the mourning women? Come on, somebody. See, the reason why people have not considered us, because our lifestyle is not adding up. Know me by my spirit. Know me by my fruits. And know me by my character. Come on, somebody. I don't care how annoying that you are, how important you are. If your character is Jacob, all that is it. That ain't nothing. How are we living outside of misery? How are we living when we go to Walmart, when we go to Dollar General store, when we go where we go? How are we living in these public places? When I go to practice, I said, go ahead, go ahead of me. Come on, go ahead. I'm not in no rush. I have patience. I'm going to endure. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't have patience. Come on, let's be real. But the Bible said the race is not given to the swift, nor the strong, but the one that's what shall endure to the end. I promise you, I'm closing out. The Lord, the woman of God, says 40, 45 minutes. I did my 42 minutes. Now, He said, Lisa Carroll, since she was willing and obedient, I'm getting ready to eat the good of the land. Ha! I'm going to take me into a land that's flowing with nothing but milk and honey. I pray to where it has blessed you all today. In my last closing statement, the Father says He's calling for the waiting women. Come forward and choose not. Turn it back in the hand. Our apostle, it's in your hand, woman of God. I thank you for this opportunity that you allow me to speak over the peoples of God. Woman of God, it's in your hand. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you again for the opportunity. It's in your hand, Apostle. Bless you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God, today, woman of God. Thank you for releasing that pour into the atmosphere for our listeners. Hallelujah. Listen, people of God, there's a clarion call for the wailing women to birth now. Hear me.
Yes.
Birth now. Wailing women, it is time that we wage war against the kingdom of darkness.
Yes, God.
Claim what the devil has stolen from us in our families, in our churches.
Yes.
In this nation, amen? It is time
amen.
To make sound because our voices, the sound, our voices release to the nation. We must aggressively get our healing back by force, by power. Woman of God, I know that there is more in your belly. Go forth now.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to encourage the way the women that's on the line, my help means on the line also today. Amen. I just want to do respect everybody in your perfect places. But I'm telling you right now, it's ever been a time now. It's time for us to return back to the altar. Come on, somebody. You know, we're going to so many of the ministry now, and nobody is doing altar call anymore. Everybody want a prophecy. They want a word to lay hands on them. But the Father said it's time to return back to the altar. Amen. We must get what? Instruction. How are we going to get instruction? We got to come to the altar. We must lay before God. We must get on our knees before God. I don't care the service going on. You can tell your pastor and bishop, I'm sorry, but God told me to lay at this altar because God is speaking to me, and I need some instruction. Come on, somebody. Every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, whoever you is, you must have a prayer line. You must have an altar in your ministry. You should keep your altar open. Even while you preaching, say the altar is open. Anytime you want to come to the altar, you can call me anytime. Come on, somebody. The Bible says it's time now that we must return back to the altar and begin to cry out, lay before God. Kind of come to what? Much faster than much prayer. The sanctify. Look at me. It's been all day long. We know Father Paul want to say, I can't wait that long. Yes, you know what? We don't want nothing infinite in my mouth. Because I want to give you what God has. I want to make a deposit. I want to make an impact on you today. I can't afford to eat nothing today. Come on, somebody. I was not even tempted to eat anything. I was desperate to make a deposit. I was desperate to make this transition, transform. Come on, somebody. We got to learn how to give up some things. In 2022, I told you in the beginning, it's going to cause you and me a great sacrifice. Sometimes we got to tell our loved one, I can't go today. Take a rain check. Because the Father needs me at the altar. He needs me on my face. He needs me on my knee. I got to stand before the Lord. Hallelujah. We should be the seal of the ministry. Hallelujah. I thank God showed me things in a vision and dream. Sometimes he said, pray. He said, warn my people. Blow the trumpet. Sound the alarm. But you got to be in a place of positioning yourself. You can hear the voice of God. He said in his word, we are the voice of God. Where are the women? Where are you? Where's my morning women at? Where are you today? The Lord said he's calling you forward. Huh? My God. Take your place. Take your position. Come on, somebody. We got to learn how to stay in the place of the kingdom of God. I'm telling some of us, we don't got a place. We don't got our position. And the Lord said, that's what you're going through, and again, it's a cycle. What is the cycle? The same thing I went through last year. Same way through 2020, 2021, 2019. You know why? Because you did not break the cycle. Come on. I don't care about too much in curses. You got to know who you are. He said, I give your kingdom to the asset. You got to know your possession. You got to know the power, the oil on your life. Come on, somebody. I have 7 sisters. Out of the other 6 sisters, they on medication. I take no medication. You know why? I broke the scroll of the generation curses. Ah! Ooh, shine the whole set. I don't care what man say. I ain't taking no medicine. I don't care my mom and my daddy down with this, grandmama, auntie, whoever it is. It's not going to pass down to me. You know why? Because I stand in a place and the Lord Psalms 91 say he did the well in the secret place. What is that secret place? Well, you can go in, just you and God. Woo! 101, baby. I got to go in. Ah, yeah. Woo! My God, I'm telling y'all people of God, the Lord said he calling for the waiting women. Where you at? He's seeking. He's searching for the waiting women, mourning women. The Lord say, where you at? I read to you what he said. The Lord say, I'm calling for the waiting women, mourning women. Come. Return back into your place, your position. Don't allow frustration. Don't allow discretion. Don't you allow our own self cause up. Get out of the place. Get out of position. It's easy. Let me tell you something, baby. If you get out of your place in the kingdom of God, I'm telling you for real, it's a struggle to get back where God has you at. That's why
stay in your place. Stay in your position. I don't care what's going on around and about you. Stay focused. How you, how I know, I had to do it. While all of my life now, I stay focused. The Lord said in this 2022, we got to stop talking too much. Come on, somebody. Stop sharing everything God give you and me. We got haters. You got dream killers. You got vision killers. Everybody said they got your bite. Baby, they didn't get your bite for real. You better hear me. They're stabbing you in your bite. The Bible said, know them that labor among you in the gospel. How you going to know a person if you don't spend time with that person, if you ain't praying for that person, y'all ain't fasting, y'all ain't seeking God? You're not going to know me. Know me by my spirit. Come on, I tell you, anybody connected to me, pray, ask God, seek, ask God. Did God connect me and you together? Go ahead.
Yes.
Ask the Holy Ghost, who are prophets Lisa C. Harris? He's going to tell you who I am. Come on. If I say I'm with you, I'm with you. Apostle Westbrook, if she didn't saw my spirit, if she knew I was a member of spirit, I would not be on this line today. Come on, somebody. I would not be on 3/12/2022. The Lord, she saw something on my line. She saw there's a deposit. There's a word in my belly, a word in my mouth, for a now word, for a now situation, a now season. Seize the moment. One of God, I'm done. Hallelujah. I'm done, not for real. Thank you, Father. I'm so excited what God is doing. I promise y'all. I promise you, I'm excited what the Lord is doing. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
We are excited for you being here today. Thank you for that pour. Amen. People of God,
yes, ma'am.
We must aggressively take our healing back, take our deliverance back. Amen.
Yes, God.
By force and by fire. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is waiting for you to send up a sound. Just like
thank
in the days of the Baptist until
yes,
now, the
God.
Kingdom suffered violence
you,
and the violence
yes.
by force. It is time for the wailing women to violently take back.
Come on.
By
come on. Come on.
And his cohorts, amen, have stolen from us, our families, amen,
yes.
and those to us, willing women. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready to embark on the high calling of the Lord? Amen.
Yes.
The woman of God says it is going to cause a great sacrifice. We must come together, hallelujah, collectively, and send up a sound. Scripture says over and over again in Jeremiah, sin for them. He didn't say sin. Sin for them. Some of us are out of position.
Yes.
Take your place. And you know what? Hey, Scripture says, rend your heart, hallelujah, and your garment, and turn unto the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time, willing. Now and telling us the timing and the season of what he wants to do in this earth realm, turn your faces to the wall now.
Yes,
until there's a sound that is heard in the heavens that is able to bring forth a move of the manifestation of God that we're calling for revival, repentance, to move in our land. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Today, the Father is calling for his willing women. The move of the willing is essential. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's a call to prayer. It is the Lord himself raising thousands and thousands of spirit-filled women to labor in fervent intercession for the cleansing of our nations, of this world. The call of the willing women, as contained in Jeremiah 9:17. I tell you, my heart is so full, and I'm sitting here just weeping as you were speaking, woman of God. He says, consider ye all for the morning women that they may come. We are the answer. Where are we? Hallelujah.
Where are we?
My God.
That's a good question right there.
Yes. Listen,
yes.
I'm just so grateful for this word that has been released in the atmosphere right now. Great move of God, amen, on March the 29th through the 31st with Apostle June Thomas and Prophet Ken Jackson in Rockville, Maryland. I decree and declare there will be a great shaking and stirring in the heavenly realms. Amen.
Yes,
as we release down in the heavens for the wailing women to come. And people of God, again, certainly we pray the Lord will continue to bless you, great woman
yes.
of God.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, and that he will
yes.
enlarge your territories in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, woman
yes,
of God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, my God.
Yes, yes God.
And
thank
I would even
Father.
Ask you, hallelujah, I'm going to ask you to give the closing prayer, amen, hallelujah, for our listenings and those who will come on the rebroadcast. But I want you to know, people of God, she said something very key, fasting and praying, fasting and praying, fasting and praying, hallelujah.
Yes,
can
yes, yes.
Revival that we're crying for that creates a change in our lives, in our families, in our churches, in our communities, amen. The
yes,
awesome
yes.
And fasting and prayer, my God, today, it enables you and I through the Holy Spirit to see
yes.
and a great exploit, people of God. Fasting is one of the most neglected spiritual disciplines, woman of God.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But my God,
yes.
today, when you tap into that, nothing shall be impossible unto you. That mixed with the word
That's
of God
it.
And the
That's
spirit
it.
Of God and hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I,
thank you, Father.
A, yes, that he is moving the wailing women to posture themselves in. But again, woman
yes.
of God, I would ask you the closing prayer, and then I will come back and give the acknowledgments, of course, to our listening audience and also to our producer. Go forth and give a closing prayer, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for the word of God released out of my mouth on today. Father God, we allow you this word to begin to saturate us, God. Let this word to go inside of us today, God, begin to examine ourselves today. And Father God, let us find out where are we at right now. I pray for every wailing women, every mourning women today, that you will get in your place, get in your position. Whenever the Lord say, I call forth the wailing women to come forward, that we will be in a place and position ourselves, that we'll be able to go in, intercede, intercession, make groanings and moaning. We begin to go into the upper room. We begin to go in and agree and declare whatever it is, God. We call for every woman today to come forward and begin to cancel their assignment. You better use the anointing, use the oil, use the word in your belly though today. I decree and declare every woman of God on this line today, every man, my darling, I command that you come forward now. You will no longer be stagnant at the promise of God. You will not have no miscarriage, no premature, no abortion, my God. I call forward now. I call you cunning women. Come forward now. Take your place, take your position, rise up in the Holy Ghost. I decree and declare today, God, that we have went now to a whole new dimension in the kingdom of God. We should no longer be places, no longer be in level, but we should be in dimensions in the kingdom of God. The Bible says we grow from glory to glory, from faith to faith. I decree and declare that the baby in your belly, I decree and declare now, I cover the baby in your belly right now. I plead the blood and apply the blood now. I cover every woman on this line today that you will take your place, take your position, guard yourself, hallelujah. I decree and declare now that you put on the whole armor of God every day. For you step out of your house, mature, you got to hold on in a guide on that you're going to be able to stand. Whatever you have to face, you got to hold on in a guide on. Guess what? It can't touch you. So today, God, I decree and declare now, turn around. I decree and declare now, miracle. I decree and declare now, manifestation, oh God. And God, I thank you now that we in a place now to receive double blessing, double honor, double promotion, double increase. So, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. Whatever I said today, God, you get the glory.
I continue to stay humble. I walk in the spirit of humility. God, keep my ears close to your ear. Keep my voice in your heart so I can hear from you, God. So, Lord, I thank you again, and I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. In the name of the Father, Son, and the precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Father. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Father. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, again. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship
Glory.
You, God. Hallelujah,
people,
Jesus.
They wailing women.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You
yes,
are your mind.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank the light
Thank
of your
you,
people.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
How, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
God. Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want
thank
to say
you,
thank
Father.
You. Prophet is Lisa for stopping
yes,
by
ma'am.
For a Saturday. Amen. And people of God, listen. Hallelujah. The recording will be available on YouTube following this broadcast. I want to say thank you, Dr. Timmy Kim, the Lation Radio family. Amen. For this platform. God's people.
Yes, God.
Here on today, we do not take this lightly, and certainly, again, we pray the Lord will continue to bless you. Indeed.
Thank you, Father.
And enlarge your borders and territories.
Yes,
in the mighty
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you again.
Yes, yes.
For Saturday, I am your host, Apostle Dawn, or PD, amen. And for those who may want to contact you, Prophetess Lisa, what
yes.
is your...
They can contact me. My phone number is 334-350-1042. I do have my own outreach ministry, and it's called Spirit and Truth International Corporation. I am the overseer God gave to me 8 years ago. And also I have my email. It's harrialisa@gmail.com. Again, my email is harrialisa@gmail.com. You can contact me. Amen. I am on Facebook. You'll see my name is Lisa Harris. Amen. We are here to help each other. I'm a kingdom builder. I'm a kingdom woman of God. I believe in encouraging people. I believe in pushing you to your destiny, pushing to your purpose. I'm here to help you. But I could only help you if you want me to help you. Come on, somebody. Has ever been a time now we help people? Everybody don't want to be helped. So I'm not trying. Look, guess what? I ain't going to waste your time, and you're going to waste my time. But I'm all weak. If we just learn how to come together as oneness, come on, somebody. If we want to see a move of God, come together, and God will move on our behalf. So I don't know about you. I'm so excited. I promise you all, I'm not even hungry, and it's almost 3 o'clock my time, because the Father has filled me up today. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm in the overflow. I'm happy, and I'm excited what the Father is doing right now. Come on, somebody. See, we got to learn how to grasp the Word, learn how to eat the Word. Let the Word begin to absorb and say, I'm downloading this Word. Hallelujah. So I know about you. I'm so excited. I'm overwhelmed. What the Father's doing, even in my life. Amen. And I'm going to say this last thing. I promise I'm closing my mouth. The Bible say, unless a seed go into the ground and die, it cannot perform a harvest. Some of us, even myself, number one, I'm dying to Lisa. We have to die first. If you want to live in the abundance, the overflow, die. God, I'm dying to myself. I don't have a will. That's why he said what? Let thy will be done on earth. Amen. I'm done, Apostle. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, today, good word. Good
Jesus,
word.
That's a stern.
Oh,
that's a
my
Hallelujah. God. That's a stern.
My
yes, God.
Word, in the word obedience. Did you know that? Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory.
Yes, yes.
But listen,
thank
people
you,
of God. I thank the Lord again for the prophetess spending, you know, just spending time
yes,
with us. My so gracious woman of God. Love you so much. And everyone,
yes,
please
ma'am.
Come back Saturday and join us. hallelujah, again at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday. I am your host, amen, Apostle Dawn, also known as PD, amen, Westbrook, at this great station, Elations Radio. And again, oh, my God, Dr. Timmy Kim, we love you. We thank God for you. Please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
Amen.